And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? We got a full house, and it's going to be a lot of fun today. We've got Mike Lum, Steve Pinard, Captain Frank Lopresti. We're going to be talking all things Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's. It's going to be a great day today, and we're looking forward to it, man. You stay tuned. It's going to be a fun one. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The essential tool in your fishing arsenal is fishdope.com. It's such a bargain when you can get the current dope on what's biting and where. Prices have not gone up in many years, but now it's time. Starting January 1st, the full year membership goes up to $199. Still a super bargain for all you get. But if you renew your membership before the end of the year, no matter how much is left on your current membership, you can get the current price, saving you $30. If you're new to Fish Dope, use the code HOOKUPNOW and save $30. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. So take advantage of this special offer, add another year to your membership and save $30 through December. For new members, just use the code HOOKUPNOW and save. Check it out, FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. And I don't think there's enough wheelhouse for all these captains, Rick.
Corey's going to be a very fun one today, no doubt. Pete will be back tomorrow. As we said, he's doing a little field research down, checking out Baja, making sure it's still nice and warm and the margaritas are still cold, you know, down there while we're up above. But, man, left us in some great hands today. Going to be a very fun day talking all about Captain Rollo's. And, man, what a panel of people from Rollo we have again. Steve Pinard, Mike Lum, and Captain Frank Lopresti. Boy, good morning, guys. Really, really stoked to have you guys. It's going to be a great show.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun. And, man, this is the time of year when things really get rolling. We're in the height. I know, Mike, we were excited to hear the announcement of the big grand raffle, and we had a lot of fun with you here at Tackle Days doing pick-a-box, and, you know, Captain Rollo's was moving along. But this is a very busy time of year. We're kind of in the height of raising funds and getting ready for another big year of fishing.
Yes, and more now than ever, our fundraisers are critically important. You know, as the prices of getting the kids on the water goes up, we got to find a way to raise more money. We don't have large corporate sponsors like some of the other nonprofits do. We do everything at grassroots level, and so these promotions are key to us being able to keep as many kids on the water as possible. We are at the 150,000 kid mark since this organization got started back in 1999.
That's awesome. Unbelievable. And it's so cool because it's, you know, it's just a really good feeling that, you know, when you hear all those numbers and you come on the show or Captain Frank comes on the show, or Steve's talking about a Rollo event that talks about, you know, the whatever number a kid went fishing and however many trips we did this year. Like, we all did that. You know, I mean, it's the thing that, you know, every person that buys a raffle ticket, every person that participates in Pick a Box, every person that tried to win a rod or got a reel a week, like that money that came out of your pocket, that's what sent kids fishing.
That's exactly right. And we're up to almost, you know, we're like $70 now per kid average. Well, you know, we're trying to take 80 trips a year, 80 charters a year. You do the math on that, and it's like, wow, you need a lot of money coming in. That's a lot of $10 raffle tickets to make that happen. And so we really appreciate it when they come out and all the people come out and support us on the raffles and the Tuna War event and, you know, just all the different things we do to raise money. We continually get support every single time. We go, wow, they're so generous of people. And so we encourage everyone to keep doing it, and we're going to keep trying to come up with creative and fun ways to do it. By the way, Tackle Day was phenomenal this year for us. That Pick a Box has grown into a very big thing. Now we're getting asked, are you going to, you know, is it going to be here? Is it going to be there? No, Pick a Box is limited to Tackle Day. That's what we do.
That's a very fun promotion.
Yeah, it's really, really a fun promotion. And of course, we do the Spin to Win Wheel at different events, and we do the grand raffle is our big deal because, it, you know, we sell tickets for months, and that drawing is going to be held this year at Day at the Docks, April 7th. So between now and April 7th, we'll have all kinds of fun and creative ways to encourage people to buy more tickets. We're at the end of this year. They do make great Christmas gifts.
No doubt.
If anybody wants to buy them and give them to their friends, relatives. And we're going to talk about something today that I think is exceptional. You might recall a few years ago, we were able to give away a custom CalStar jig stick that had belonged to Rollo. And it was in pristine condition. And so we did a big promotion, raised a bunch of money. We're very happy with that. And we gave the rod away to a longtime Friends of Rollo supporter, Cliff Friends.
Sure.
And Cliff just absolutely loved that he had won that rod. I mean, he was beaming the day we gave it to him. And he passed away this year, unfortunately. And his wife was kind enough to give it back to us.
Wow.
So we are doing Win Rollo's rod again. And that we're going to kick that off today. It's a very short promotion. We're going to give that rod away on Christmas Eve. And the way we're going to do it is these grand raffle tickets cost $10 a piece. If you buy 20 of them, $200, we're going to give you 5 additional tickets at no extra cost, and we're going to give you 1 entry into Win Rollo's Rod. So when you think about that, we're going to do this on Christmas Eve. So we're only a couple weeks away from that, and it's going to take $200 to get into that particular thing. So your chances of winning are going to be quite big. But I assure you that every single person that enters is going to be doing a big part to take more kids fishing. That's for sure. And the rod is in immaculate condition. It's just like it was. In fact, I believe it was in the same sleeve that it was in when I handed it to Cliff. Or actually, Harold Davis handed it to Cliff. But when we got it back, it's in the exact same sleeve. So I it's in excellent, excellent condition. It was built by Yo's back in the 90s, and it is perfect.
And Rollo absolutely loved that rod. And God, my God, you look at this list of prizes on this thing, on this raffle ticket. 30 prizes. All of them are just beautiful.
Frank, give us a rundown on what some of the
Metallica 16 reel, Royal Polaris trip, El Salto 3-day trip,
yellow,
Metallica 20, $500 gift certificate to Fisherman's Landing, to Bob Sands, another $500 to AFCO gift card, and it goes on and on and on. It's quite the deal.
So everything you're mentioning is the actual grand raffle. But what Mike's talking about is you purchase...
Yeah, you buy 20 of those tickets that Frank's talking about.
Yeah.
We'll give you 5 additional ones at no cost. So you're going to get a whole book of tickets for $200, and you're going to have 1 entry into Win Rollo's Rod, which will be given away on Christmas Eve. The rest of these will be given away on April 7th.
So if you buy 2 books, you get 2 entries.
Absolutely, you do.
Okay. How cool is that? So, I mean, we're talking about it. How does one get on board?
It's actually really easy. You call a phone number, 951-264-7382, 951-264-7382, and that will ring the phone for Tim Baker.
Oh,
and when
Tim
you
Baker.
Get Baker on the phone, you tell him you want to buy some tickets, and he'll take care of you. Chances are he's already busy, and so you're going to leave a message. What he needs is your name and phone number clearly, slowly, so he can call you back, and he'll get back in the order that they come in. You can also send an email to him, win@rollokids.org. That's win@rollokids.org, and just name and phone number is all he needs, and he'll call you back, and he'll be a very busy guy the next couple of days, and we hope that he sells a ton of them, because that's why we're doing it.
The key to that is slowly. I can't tell you how often I get messages. Please give me a call, 231-563. Jesus, come on, guys. Slowly, please.
No, it's very, very important, and, you know, we've done this now a number of times with different promotions, and usually at some point about the second hour, I get a note from Tim that says something like, I hate you.
I love it. Frank, we know it so familiar. It's such an awesome charity, and it raises funds the best way. But, you know, for those that aren't intimately familiar, as the people sitting at this table, when somebody asks you, what is Captain Rollo's, you know, what is it all about? What is it that you tell people? Somebody you've never met before and they're interested and they want to know what Captain Rollo's, a.k.a. Friends of Rollo's, is, how do you describe it?
Well, first, you mean describe Rollo. I mean, Rollo was just the kind of guy you just looked at the guy and you just felt attracted. You wanted to talk to him. Just the other day I was going through some stuff, and I think I showed it to Pete, a picture of Rollo. I mean, it just makes your heart break. It just, you just look at it and you go, wow, this guy was, he just full of, you know, energy.
Yeah.
Fishing was his life, and he was just so good with just amateurs. He would take an amateur, he would take a kid, and turn him into a decent fisherman in no time. He was just a gifted, gifted person. He was an amazing fisherman, and I've told the story before. I remember running the boat, and he was in the mast. We always had him in the mast because he had the most amazing set of eyes. And we were fishing with a fleet, and there had to be 25, 30 boats. And he said, Frank, I see a nice flat spot. And he said, you know, head that way. I forget. It was southwest. And we were going southwest, and he said, it's all the way to the other side of the fleet. I said, you BS, come on, Ronald. Where is it? And he said, it's on the other side of the fleet. And the fleet was spread out for a good 4 or 5 miles. And we ran half an hour.
Come on.
And we got on that spot and kicked the living crap out of it.
That's amazing.
I mean, there was a boat, there were a couple of boats within a half mile of it.
No kidding.
And he saw that thing.
From miles away.
We ran 30 minutes.
Now, this is before having a pair of 16-power gyros in his hands?
Yeah. He was an amazing guy.
That's awesome.
Amazing eyes, amazing personality, just a fun guy to be around, always full of energy. You know, he was really fun at those Long Beach shows. People just gathered around Rollo.
No, I was going to say, I've never met Rollo, actually, and obviously got involved in Friends of Rollo for years, and then any time I bring up his name, the response is, he is the best guy, he's amazing, he's okay, or think about it, how many people do you know that in you go on that every single person thinks the world of him?
Yeah.
You really do. I don't know of another person. I can't, you know, I mean, I, it's,
you're so right about that. What person doesn't have nothing but positive accolades?
Like, unbelievable. He was cool. He was all right.
One of my favorite responses that I ever get is from Rick at High Seas Fuel Dock. And every year for our Tackle Day event, we do a raffle, and all the money that we raise goes to Captain Rollo's. And every year, I always ask if, hey, is there any way we could give a gift certificate away? He always says the same thing as, I was a friend of Rollo. Like, you damn right. How about we do two of them? And everybody, you know, like, he just goes on to what you're saying, Steve. There's not a single person that doesn't say anything but the best things about it. That's cool.
Yep.
And I think that's so cool. Like you say, Steve, you have taken on so much, and I don't think that there's a person that wears more hats than you do or a person that's more busy than you are, and yet, you know, you donate so much of your time, so much of your money, so much of your businesses to everything that can be done with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, and there's never a question that you don't seem to answer yes to when it comes to helping kids fishing, and I first want to say thank you to it and just recognize, like, how important this clearly is to you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I got involved before I had my son. So, I mean, I remember when John Rowe just ran it by himself and Pete Gray and I, like, approached Frank. I can't even remember. It was some medial thing, like, this is what we should do with Friends of Rollo. He's like, all right, well, you two and I were on the board of directors. And I'm like, oh, that isn't where I was going with it.
That's a Frank move for sure.
I was like, okay. And then, obviously, I embraced it. And I think the world of the whole, you know, I mean, you know, even selfishly, it's good for those of my future customers,
absolutely,
you know. But once you have a child, you understand, and there's nothing better than watching a kid learn how to fish, and it's one of my most important things.
What a cool position for you to be in, from having started this, not having a kid, to now having Ben, who's fish crazy. So, you know, you've been involved watching kids and fishing since before you had one, and then all the kids buying lead heads and swim baits off, you know, out of the market and catching spotties in Mission Bay, all the way up to having your own and watching Ben just go wild and kayak and wanting to fish every 10 seconds.
Yep, and he's fortunate. Obviously, he's Ted owns tackle store, so he's good, but, you know, that's the beauty of it. It exposes it to so many kids who have literally never seen the water, never really gotten a fishing, and I can't think of a better
organization.
Organization,
right?
Yeah.
And it's amazing how many inner city kids that live within, I don't know, 20 miles of the ocean have never even, like, seen the bay, seen the ocean, and are introduced because of Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, are introduced to what we love.
I know that sounds crazy, and we say it fairly regularly, but it is true, and every year we hear the same thing. It's kids that live within 30 miles of the ocean have never seen the ocean. Never seen the ocean.
Like, wrap your mind around it.
And when you get them on a boat, and the boat is just, you know, pulling away from the dock, and you can see the starfish on the rocks, they're mesmerized. It's like, is that a starfish? Yeah. They notice things that we all just don't even see. We don't even notice anymore. And it doesn't matter whether it's the sardines in the bait tank, the seagulls over the top, or the sea lions on the buoys, you know, or things that we just look past. They are mesmerized by it. And fishing is an important part of it, but honestly, the experience of being on a boat on the ocean, seeing all the things and all the smells and all the sounds that we probably no longer notice, it's life-changing for a lot of them.
The other thing that makes me so proud of Captain Rollo's is it's how non-discriminatory you guys are and how easy it is for a group to go. Like, the requirements are to have a group of kids and some chaperones, and then you guys take care of the rest.
Yeah, and when we explain that to people, they always say, well, yeah, but what's the catch? No, there is no catch. If you have a group of kids and you go on the website and you fill out the form, which is super easy, Howard Coolidge gets all of those. And he simply calls and says, where do you live? And what time of year are you talking about? How many kids? He asks some basic questions like that. And as long as we have the funds, we take the kids.
I love it.
And
it's really difficult to work with.
You know? Yeah, I know.
2 minutes.
Which then says, what's the catch?
I love it.
But you know what's amazing? All those things are really, really great. But the reactions to kids when they get that first bite, it's quite often a scream.
I'm sure.
I mean, literally a scream. Or
a squeal.
Or nothing said, but just the biggest smile on their face, and they're trying to wind that rod and the reel are going up and down. It's just fun to watch.
You've had a lifetime of getting to watch that on the years over the boat, and I can't imagine how proud it must make you to get to see a trip of kids that, you know, everybody worked so hard to put together. And, you know, the getting to experience somebody's first of something like that is cool. And I can't imagine how many times you've seen the passion come alive in somebody for the very first time.
Yep.
That's cool.
That's absolutely true. You know, just recently, the Catholic church I go to has a school, and they just put two groups on there, and the remarks from the chaperones are amazing. And that's a reminder too, the chaperones. Remember, we do like to have 5 to mm-hmm. 7 chaperones.
Sure.
And remember, chaperones, you're there to help.
So, but that's like you say, that's what I love so much. It's a church group, it's a neighborhood group, it's a Boy Scout group, it's a school group, whatever it is, you get the kids together, Rollo sends them fishing.
I think one of the highlights of all these types of trips is Chris Stanley, who's a local San Diego area school teacher forever, has, I believe this is his 18th year of taking his class out on Rollo trips. And it's become such a big part of his world and his school that now he helps the other teachers, right, who want their kids to experience that, but they don't really want to do the trip, so they get Chris to do it. So Chris is actually on multiple trips a year taking different groups of kids out, and he has just been phenomenal. His entire family comes out and helps us at these events. And at Tackle Day, honestly, they control the whole thing. If they ever said we can't make it, just figure we're going to have a lot less fundraising that day without them. They're exceptional. And those kids that he takes out, he was telling me for years it was a fifth grade class. And even in the lower grade levels, they would say, hey, when I get to fifth grade, I'm going to get to go on that trip. It was a culture within the school that it built up.
That's so cool. Well, as you can hear, man, we just have such a great show today, Corey. There's so much to cover, and boy, having these guys in here today and talking about the Rollo Rod giveaway and a great tribute to Cliff and Cliff's family for donating that back. And I love the whole thing. Today's going to be an awesome show.
A lot of fun. In fact, we were just looking. Mike was showing me the pictures of the rod, and so badass. It's got his name on it. It's just the whole thing. Really cool. And I mean, buying a book of 20 of these tickets and having an opportunity to win this is pretty darn special. And we're going to have fun today just talking Captain Rollo, right, and having a good time and sending these kids fishing. And we haven't even talked about Mr. Lum's recent long-range trip.
I was going to say, we got time to talk about fishing.
I know.
And the bluefin are biting as we are talking.
Yeah, and what was the number you threw out, up to 150 pounds?
Aliar had fish up to 150 pounds last night, and he had 38 fish before dark yesterday. He left at 8:30 yesterday morning. He had 38 fish right at dark, before dark, and then he had another 37 fish during the night. Biggest one was 150. Most of the fish are in that 40 to 50 pound class, and he's seeing numerous schools. The big fish are being temperamental, but you know that could change today during the day.
That's some phenomenal.
And he's back at the dock tomorrow. I'm back out tomorrow morning.
Didn't anybody tell him it's December 9th and that the season's over and that there's no, you know, like,
you know, when there's the people that are on those December, on several boats have that December 26th 5-day trip. They're the people that are going to really have some.
Uh-huh.
Last year, I know Aliar had fish up to 280.
That's crazy.
Wow. Hey, we're gonna have a fun day, man. If that wasn't enough for you, hey, give us a call, 213-432-1090. That's the telephone number here to Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can text us via the app, and we're going to have fun. And, Mike, why don't you give us that number again for those that want to call and purchase those tickets through Tim Baker right now. What's that number again?
That number is 951-264-7382. 951-264-7382, and I really hope that we're keeping him very, very busy. That's the whole point of this.
All right. Hey, you heard it right there. We're going to be right back, and Let's Talk Hookup, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad
rod is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
End the year with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 15th, 2023, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 4 50 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Add a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends December 15th, 2023. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month battery limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents with a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. The label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Hi. Hi, I'm Pat McDonald. Join me at California's premier outdoor recreation shows. The Bart Hall shows January 25th through the 28th at Long Beach Convention Center and February 15th through the 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at hallshows.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, we're having so much fun in studio already. And still one open line if you want to give us a call, 213-432-1090. Talking Captain Rollo's kids at sea, or you can send us a text. And we're giving away a really cool prize, too. Frank's throwing in a $200 certificate for the Shogun. So you can apply that to any trip you want.
How about the after Christmas Shogun 5-day? One of my is the five day trip after Christmas on Shogun. One of the things that cracks me up so much is Doug, who works for you on Royal Polaris, goes on a 5-day trip as one of the co-charter masters every year, which cracks me up so much. He works, you know, every day on Royal Polaris and then finally gets, you know, 5 days off. And what does he do? He's the charter, you know, one of the co-charter people on the Shogun. That's one of my favorite, it's one of my favorite people. Like, you employ people that like to fish a whole lot.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Well, I can tell you, Mike, this is one of my favorite promotions that Rollo has ever done. And I remember this one from the first time we did it. I bought my books of tickets trying to get into that, and I sent a text to Dallas saying, hey, have you heard the show? And she just wrote me back, I'm already on it.
So. Ah, cool. I'm always bummed because we can't buy one.
Well, that's why I sent. That's why I put Dallas on.
So crazy.
Yeah, so we're in, buddy.
I'd buy a couple in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I want to say one thing, Rick. You acknowledge Steve Pinard there, and I will tell you, I work every day. There's something that comes up having to do with Rollo Promotions, looking into the future, and Steve's involvement makes all the difference in the world. I mean, that guy is anytime I call him, I feel guilty because I know how much stuff he's got going on, and it's something somewhat insignificant, and he is always there. He always gives us the answer. He always comes through, and Tuna Wars is a great example of that. When we were searching for a way to do the Tuna Wars captain's reception, and we were just struggling, Steve said, why don't you just do it right here? It was like, really? And it's been there. People love it. It's better than it ever was before.
Yeah. It's the perfect setting. You're on the bay. It's just,
it's our setting.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Like, it absolutely is. So, Steve is a very, very integral part of this. And a lot of effort goes into raising the money, right? Everybody says, oh, I want to volunteer. What they really want to do is go on the fishing trip, right? And I understand that. But the work, the real work and the hard part is the behind the scenes, getting the stuff together and then working the events. So,
I love it. I appreciate the kind words, but, it truly is an industry of every single person, a majority of people in this industry. I mean, I didn't really think about it, Ricky, but you're right. Like, you went over to the High Seas Fuel Dock and they gave you a gift certificate for you to raffle off. I mean, we couldn't be here all day long talking about all the people who do it. Yeah. So, everyone just kicks in a little. Like you said, it's grassroots, so it's kind of...
Nobody says no when it's for the right cause, and this is the right cause. Yep. It's sending kids fishing, and it's nothing else. It's nothing beyond that. There's no political, there's no this, there's no that, there's no nothing. It's getting kids together to go fishing. I love it. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed up. Every single phone line we have is full. And like Corey said, too, don't forget the text. We have our text the show option available. All of your texts are going to be eligible to win a $200 gift certificate to go fishing on board the Shogun, which... Is there a spot left on the after Christmas trip, or is that one sold out? Okay, I thought, man, what a cool way to slide in and get in on that good bluefin fishing. But as you can hear, just an awesome show, Corey. Going to be a lot of fun. Why don't we jump into the phones and get it rolling?
Let's do it. How about Mike? Mike calling from Torrance. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us this morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning. I've been in contact with the Polaris Supreme group all night long, and the fishing out there has been Richter for those guys. Well, one of my buddies, Dion's got 9 or 10, he said. I wanted to thank you guys for all the CCA work that you're doing. I'm hoping to retire in about a year and a half, almost 2 years, but I'd like to get involved in CCA and Friends of Rollo when I have a little more time. But thank you for the show, and Happy New Year, and Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Thank you.
Well said, man. That's awesome.
Really cool.
And sounds like a great trip those guys are having, man. How cool. That's just awesome.
And it's just a couple trips ago, Frank. Didn't they have a handful of yellowfin, too, on a 2-day?
Yes, they did.
Handful.
I think they had 6 or 5.
Yeah.
And Tanner told me they were 40 to 60 pounds.
December.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep.
Now, Mike, what about volunteering? We joked about it, and you said, that's the one thing everybody wants to pay off that Frank was talking about. Everybody wants to see a little kid squeal when he's hooked his first fish, and certainly that's a lot of fun when it comes to volunteering and being part of it. But if there's a guy that's like Mike that I just retired, and I see all the things you do at the shows, and I see all the things we do at the events at Dana Landing, and I really want to participate, I really want to help, I've got time, and I want to apply that time to kids fishing and raising money for Rollo, how do we do that?
Well, that's actually easy. You can contact Howard Coolidge, Howard@RolloKids.org. He actually coordinates an awful lot of the volunteers and the various events. They take place up and down the coast depending on the time of year and what the event is. But he can definitely take the call, call you back, and coordinate. As far as people asking to go on the trips, remember, we don't organize these groups. These groups apply to us to have the trip paid for, and we handle the bookings and we pay for everything. But the groups are their own groups, and so we can't really interject a volunteer to their trips. But anybody that is affiliated with a group, a church group, it doesn't have to be an organized group even, but anybody that's affiliated that way can certainly get involved with one of those groups. And they're always looking, just like Frank said, we're looking for 5 to 7 chaperones to come out and help the kids. And so that's certainly a possibility. Our needs typically are at shows and events and all that, and we typically need to know that further in advance. We get an awful lot of calls 2 days before the event.
Sure.
You know, do you guys need any help? Well, at that point, we're pretty well done with that.
Yeah.
But, yes, we're always looking for quality people that aren't afraid to work long hours to get it done. So welcome that.
And the best way to be a chaperone on a trip is to put your own group together. You know, your church group, your kids at school, your grandkids, whatever. There's always a way to put a trip together.
And it really is that easy. You know, we just talked about it before. You call Howard, you get your group together, and you make it happen.
But we do ask for a minimum of 30 kids.
Okay.
Okay, we want to, you know, we have to pay so much for the boat, so...
You want to get their appropriate bang for the buck.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Rick.
And we have groups sometimes when they call Howard, they say, look, we're more than willing to help out on the payment side. We just need someone to help coordinate this. We don't know what we're doing. And so we have a lot of them where they pay part of it. They pay half of it or whatever. And that just helps us. The money goes further that way.
What a cool thing, too, that you could, you know, if you have your group of kids together and you're in charge of doing your own, quote unquote, fundraising, and the kids are working towards raising their funds and getting to go, and Rollo supplements the back half, whatever, you know, whatever it is. I just love it. I love that. I love everything about
it. We're open to all of those things. And if someone needs help and coaching to help raise some of those funds, we can do that as well. One of our bigger fundraisers now has become charter captains of especially long range boats, where they call us and say, look, you know, I know you guys are raising money on the long range trips with a raffle, and we have several that we help come up with the prizes, and they put them on the boat, and they sell the tickets to their group of guys, and then they donate that money back to us. And we're open to all those suggestions. It's like I said, we're grassroots. We're not going to say no to anything.
That's right. Damn right. I love it. A great text came through. It says, good morning, gentlemen. What a great start to the show already. I'm so amazed with everything that Captain Rollo's programs and opportunities provide. I wanted to issue a reminder. There's still a few weeks left in the 2023 Reel a Week giveaway. It's my particular favorite way to participate. I've been lucky enough to win a reel, and every week I'm excited to hear the next. Keep up the great work. That's from Mike in Oceanside.
Well, that's wonderful. And Reel a Week is another annual thing that has just become so popular. But keep in mind, those tickets are sold months before now. So, right, this is a 20-week or 26-week promotion. So those tickets were sold a long time ago, even though we still have a few weeks left or several more weeks left of giving away reels. We will be kicking off Reel a Week again sometime in the spring, as soon as we get it all organized and we get all the reels listed. And we're also, I don't have the details yet, but at Steve Pinard's urging, we are going to kick off a Rod a Week promotion sometime this year, which is also going to be another fun way to support this program.
I can see why, because one of my favorite parts of the Captain Rollo's the Tuna Wars reception that happens at Dana Landing does that awesome Bill Batson kind of sponsored custom rod giveaway. So hugely popular. I love the idea.
Bill Batson has been just single-handedly amazingly helpful to us. He is so supportive. I can't even tell you how much effort and time and money and product that guy helps us with each year. And he flies down from Washington just for the Tuna Wars reception, just so he can be there when these custom rods that he has his builders put together sell at auction. And when he first started bringing these down, I said, Bill, you know, I'm not sure this group is going to be able to absorb that many rods. I mean, this is a couple hundred people. But and he said, don't worry about it. He said, if they stop selling, he says, I'll buy them. Like, what? You're going to donate them and buy them. Okay. All right. And we kicked it off, and I think that very first night, one of the very first rods sold for like $1,250. I was like, huh? And this was back when fishing rods weren't $600, right? They were $350, $400.
I think I remember a bidding war between another guy you worked an awful lot with, Dave Mondaggi, and Bill Batson.
Exactly right.
And I believe was Dave not even on site?
Well, I'll make this brief, but it's a very fun story. Batson had a rod donated, you know, one of his builders built it. He saw it for the first time at the event, and Bill Batson himself, right? He says, I'm going to bid on that rod.
I'm going to own that rod.
Well, Dave Mondaggi, who's a very loyal supporter and friend, said, you're going to have some competition.
You need to go through me first.
And Bill said, well, we'll see about that, right? Well, when the auction started, it just kept going up and up and up at $100 clips. And finally, Bill Batson finally bowed to Dave Mondaggi and said, you own that rod. So everybody laughed. And the very next year, Dave Mondaggi was scheduled to be at Rancho Leonero over Tuna Wars. So I told him, I said, Dave, you're going to miss out. Batson's going to be back. He's going to have another great rod. And we got very close to the event, and he said, call me and tell me if there's anything I should buy. So on the phone from Rancho Leonero, Dave is bidding on a rod that he has not seen against Bill Batson. So it's like, Bill, we have another
to get him
bid.
Back.
Exactly. Oh. And Batson finally goes, oh, that's that same guy.
Oh, crazy story, Mike.
That's so rad.
And we've got plenty more stories coming ahead. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app. We're giving away a $200, thank you, Frank, by the way, a $200 certificate to the Shogun. So we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You haven't met.
Summer's here, and gas prices are going up. Up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, the beginning of the show, we were talking with Mike about Wahoo fishing and that perfect Wahoo outfit. And what a, you know, one thing that we talk about Shimano all the time is the user-friendly nature of that Tranx 500. It's so easy to cast. It makes good torque. It's a powerful reel. It's level wind. It's comfortable. All those things, great attributes to Wahoo fishing. And, Mike, you were talking about that Tranx 500 being your Wahoo bomb reel on your recent 10-day trip on the Royal Polaris.
Absolutely. I took two of them. I had two Tranks on the trip, and I rigged one for live bait, and I rigged one for bomb fishing. And I'll tell you what, a few years ago I went on this trip, and I had, I think, one of the only Tranks on the boat. And people commented how far, you know, how you can cast that thing so far. And it was really a beautiful reel. I loved it. And then now I have two of them, and I wouldn't want to go on a trip without both of them because I keep one rigged. And I had tremendous success this year on Tranks reels, like I always do, but they are just the drag. Is so smooth. They cast great. The line levels itself, I don't know how you could fish and not have one.
That's a great attribute to Wahoo fishing. People always say, what's the best color Wahoo bomb? And we joke in the tackle store, say the best color is fast. And if you want to turn the handle fast but have a level wind reel where you're not having to pay attention to how that line stacks on the reel, which makes your next cast always perfect because your line is straight and flat, it's a Tranx 500, man. It's a fantastic reel. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer, or for more information, check out Shimano.com.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yusuf by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yusuf is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yusuf's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Toonerville Market and Grocery.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
$500 pays for everything.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We were just discussing Rollo trips right there, and if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app, and we just bumped it up for prizes, right? So one texter or caller, we'll figure that out during the show, the $200 certificate as mentioned to the Shogun, thank you, Frank, and the second is a full-day trip on the Liberty.
How cool is that? And thank you to Taro for that.
Taro Takeuchi.
Yeah.
Who he and his wife, Gina, are the sole owners of the Liberty now, right? I know that was a
couple of years now.
Yeah, I think that was so cool. Frank, you were partners with Taro and, you know, and help and all, obviously the extreme hard work of he and his crew. And when he was ready to, take the reins on full time, he did. And now running a very successful operation. And
you know, now we've got another new one.
Tell me.
Okay. And that's a young man that has been on the Royal Star for years. His name is Jake. And Jake is going to be the new partner and eventually sole owner of the boat Fortune.
Hey, congratulations to Jake.
So he will be calling charter masters that have been on the boat before in the next few weeks and start lining things up. And Jake, being brought up by Tim and Randy,
right,
you know he knows well, okay? And Tim wouldn't be backing him the way he is, and Fisherman's Landing wouldn't be backing him if we didn't think he had what it takes. So.
What a great position for a young man to be in, especially with that boat, because I know that you guys have kind of been involved with that boat for a couple of years now in terms of making sure the off-season stuff is done right. And that's one thing that, Frank, over the years you've talked about on Let's Talk Hookup, on how important it is just for an owner and an operator to take care of machinery, basically to take care of the product that then takes care of our passengers. You preached it more than anybody else has, and for a young man to get on a boat that you've got a hand to oversee, he's going to have a really nice platform going forward to take a lot of people fishing this year.
I think he's going to do very, very well.
That's just exciting.
I wanted to get that out.
Yeah,
there.
Good for Jake. That's great news.
Hearing him right here.
Yeah. Mike, just to get a gauge on how things are going, I know it must be well, because outside of the text the show option, my phone keeps going off with Buddy saying, well, I got my book of tickets. Well, I hope that I beat you for winning Rollo's rod. You know, amongst other people wanting to donate, and you know, my good buddy Jim saying, hey man, I want to make a donation that books an entire trip for people. Just everybody loves Captain Rollo's, and it makes me proud to see that everybody
great.
Get behind it.
I mean, it's always exciting when we come here and Baker hates me by the end of the show. that's really an accomplishment.
That's the goal.
But I want to remind everybody that when we talk about these promotions that are $200, $500, $1,000, that's all wonderful, and it certainly helps us. But the majority of our donations come in $10, $20, $30, $50 at a time, and we are fine with that. If you wanted to call Baker right now and buy two raffle tickets, he'd be more than happy to make sure you got your two raffle tickets. And as things usually work out, those people are the ones that typically win the best prizes. So we encourage everybody to just buy a couple tickets and help us, because if you do, like I said, right now it's about $70 per kid is what this works out to. So just think about that. If you wanted to, you know, donate $70 over the course of a year, you know you've put one more kid on a boat that wouldn't have been otherwise. And so that's how we look at it. And we're happy to take whatever you want to give us, keeping in mind used fishing tackle, sellable used fishing tackle has become a huge part of our annual fundraising. And you can round up tackle that you no longer use. I mean, we've obsoleted a lot of our fishing tackle over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
Sure.
And some of it's like, oh, I'm going to keep this just for you know, nostalgia's sake. But after a while, you look at it, it's dusty, it's in your rafters in your garage. Donate it to Rollo. Take the tax deduction and let us sell it, and we'll be doing our big used tackle sale at Day at the Dock. Steve Pinard over there at Dana Landing collects accepts donations and stores them for us until we pick them up. Fisherman's Landing does the same. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing does the same. And I believe the Corona location of Turner's will also take them.
Okay.
So, and Steve, there's no like set up an appointment. There's no, hey, let me check with these guys. You can be cleaning out your garage today, making room for where the Christmas decorations are going to go when you're done, and have 3 or 4 rods and reels that you used for years, but you've since up graded, you have a new model, and they're just collecting dust. You go to Dana Landing today and drop them off.
100%. Not all day long, but several times a week, people just walk in. Sometimes it's one bundle of rods. Sometimes it's, you need to help me get this stuff out of my truck type thing. You know? No appointment necessary. Just come in. My team is all prepared for it. And, it's such a great way to donate.
It's people upgrading their tackle. It's people that are older, have passed away, and their kids aren't into fishing, and we get a number of those. They kind of leave word, hey, when I'm gone, make sure all this goes to Rollo, and we appreciate that very much. And then other times, people will just call us and say, you know, I'm moving. I'm leaving out of the state. I'm not going to be here anymore. Just in the last couple of weeks, Steve, I think you've received some stuff that was mailed in or shipped in or something.
Yeah, I think from Arizona. A whole bunch of
and that was a person who relocated and just said, I'm not going to be doing this anymore.
That's cool.
We'll take it all.
So, you know, one of the things that Mike mentioned, the $70 per kid, there's a lot that goes into that. I mean, for example, what does it take for X to get a trip together?
Right.
Okay, so number one, it's contact Howard Coolidge. And what happens then? Well, all you, the person who wants to organize the trip, has to do is figure out how to get them to the landing, whichever landing it is, whether it's Santa Barbara, whether it's Morro Bay, wherever, or San Diego or Oceanside, doesn't matter. And once you get them there, that's the only responsibility you have after that is getting them back.
Okay? I love it.
They get on the boat.
Yeah.
They all have rods, reels. They all have their rods and reels. They'll get a snack. They get hot dogs, hamburgers, chips, whatever. They get some kind of a lunch. Mm-hmm. They get their fish filleted, and they get to take home whatever fish they do catch to have mom and dad cook it that night for them.
How cool.
It's a pretty darn cool deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
You know, and that's the other part of the donation, we'll call it, is a lot of these sport boat captains will give us a good price when they can. If we do it during the week in the off season, the landings will offer, you know, the tackle, the rod rentals. Again, it's these people that don't really get all the credit that we couldn't do without, you know, the captains, the landings.
And we had a trip just last week, like I said, with my, one of my church groups, and they caught something like 50 some sculpin. Now, do you like to eat sculpin?
Oh, who doesn't?
It's one of the best fish in the ocean, right? And they had sheephead, they had just a small handful of calico bass, released a bunch of small calico bass, and they had some whitefish. You know,
how cool!
Pretty cool. It's not like they're just going out there to hold a rod and reel. They're catching some fish.
And on top of that, it's stopping at the bait receiver and the sea lions, the birds, and just experiencing, like Mike said earlier, we take for granted sometimes the cool things that happen in the bay and on the ocean.
But just think about how good it feels for a kid to bring home a filleted sculpin and, hey, I'm contributing to dinner.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Especially something as tasty as that. Yeah. Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Coming soon, the all-new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Plus, with the addition of the brand-new membership team, they're going to continue to make Fisherman's Processing processing far ahead of the rest. For more same-day capacity, the finest customer service, stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Let's jump back into those phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about John? John calling from Escondido. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to listen to the show as always. And you can't say enough about Tim. You had to get him his own phone, right, so that his personal phone didn't get blown up as much. But I've got him in my phone, and I was lucky enough this year to win a reel, and you know, so then I had to buy a rod to go with that new reel, you know, and get line put on it and everything. But you see his name come across your phone, right, and it's like, you know, you get excited like you're a kid. You know, and it's just a lot of fun. And you know, I take a group every year in September to you know, kids with your help, with an outfit that I volunteer for, and just to see the kids just having a tremendous time fishing. You know, one year we had a dad, he had five kids, and he got sick. So we were taking care of the kids, you know, and helping them fish. And then by the end of the trip, he got his sea legs back and stuff like that. But it's just, you can have stories, you know, forever, but it's just a lot of fun. And so, I can't wait to get off the phone here so that I can call in and get my shot at winning, you know, and everything. But it's just, again, thank you for everything you do. And, I can't wait for a day at the docks to, you know, see if, you know, there's anything, sometimes there's treasures that somebody you know, puts out there that you can't get anymore, but you really like that reel or whatever the case may be, and everything. So, you know, you donated something but then found something else to take home. So thanks again for everything you guys do, and we'll see you at the shows.
So, and he's absolutely right. Tim Baker is the silent man. He does so much for Friends of Rollo, a tremendous amount, and deserves a lot of credit and a big shout-out.
No doubt about that.
Let's not forget about Mike Lum over here, another guy who does, the programs you come up with and your ideas and your amount of work is amazing to me. And you and Baker and Howard, you guys do all of the grunt work really and truly. And I can't say enough. I mean,
I'm always so impressed with, like you said, Steve, all the ideas of promotions. Like, every one is cooler than the next. And I'm the same way. Like, I'm around fishing tackle every single day of my life. And every time Mike comes up with something, like, all right, I'm in. $200,
I'm
in.
I don't know how Mike comes up with
that. I love
me
it.
Neither.
From the spin a wheel to the reel a week to all the stuff going on. But what is the one we're dedicating today?
Well, right now we're trying to give away Rollo's personal custom jig stick.
Which is I call it a badass. It is so cool looking.
It sat in my office for 2 years, or 5 years at least.
And you mentioned, Frank, that it was actually wrapped by Yost.
Oh, yeah.
Which
is another bonus. You know?
Yeah,
there's
it
not
is.
Too many old rods left around.
Yeah. Not in the condition of that rod.
That's
that rod
right.
is perfect. It's absolutely beautiful. And what's really nice about it is there's certain things you just can't buy.
Yeah.
You can't buy the rod that Rollo fished with.
It's got his name on it.
Absolutely. And it's a piece of sport fishing history. It really is. And we had the good fortune a number of years ago to give away a two-speed Penn International reel that Rollo fished with on the Royal Polaris. And we had the just great fortune. The guy who won it won a fishing trip and that reel. And he paid a lot of money to enter that drawing, and he won the reel. And he said, you know what, I want the fishing trip, but honestly, I'll never use this reel. I'll give it back to you. So we did that one
That's a second time, too.
So we doubled the amount of income on the reel. And now, as it turned out, thanks to Cliff Friend's family, we're going to be able to do the same thing with this rod.
Yeah, and so not only does he come up with all the killer promotions, he comes up with a way to do a multiple times.
And so somebody listening, how do they jump in today?
Well, if you want to participate in to win Rollo's rod, you call 951-264-7382. And what you'll be calling there is Tim Baker's cell phone, and you will leave your name and phone number. He'll call you back in the order that he gets the calls, and he'll get your tickets to you. There is no other place to buy tickets. I did see a couple posts on social media, people claiming, I've got tickets. tickets. I've got they do not have tickets. It's a total scam.
Scary.
So,
wow.
So if you see somebody saying they've got some tickets, believe me, they do not have tickets. There's only one place to get them, and it's from calling that number, 951-264-7382, or you can send Tim an email at win@rollokids.org. All he needs is a name and phone number. He'll call you back.
All right. Hey, it's all about Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hello, anglers. It's not often second chances become reality when we are fishing. However, sometimes a second chance happens when you least expect it. This is Tim with Friends of Rollo, and several years ago, we raffled off Rollo's custom CalStar jig stick. The winner, Cliff Friend, was a longtime supporter of the Rollo program, and the family has just donated this rod back to us. Friends of Rollo is going to give someone a second chance to own Rollo's personal jig stick. Entering Rollo's rod raffle is easy. Simply purchase a book of 2024 grand raffle tickets, and you will get an entry into the drawing. The winner will be drawn on December 24th. What better Christmas present to give yourself than a piece of fishing history? Books and tickets are $200, and Friends of Rollo will give each person that buys a book 5 tickets free. Tickets can be purchased by contacting us at win@rollokids.org or by calling 951-264-7382. On behalf of all of us at Friends of Rollo, good luck.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.